This is the Pacifica National Board meeting for Friday, November 21st, our public session. We just concluded an executive session where we addressed personnel issues and legal issues before the foundation. The secretary of the board is Teresa Allen. Are you here, Teresa?
Yes, I am.
Will you please call the roll?
Yes, do you have about 10:25 Eastern Standard Time?
It's November 24th.
Yes, thank you. November 24th, 10:25 Eastern Standard Time. David Adelson? David?
Here.
Teresa Allen is here. Mary Berg?
Present.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn can't hear you. Lydia Brazon? Can't hear you. A.C. Berg?
Yes.
Thank you. Lisa Davis?
Present.
Thank you. Patty Hepley?
I'm here.
Thank you. Phil Jackson? Phil, I cannot hear you. Ray LaForest?
Yep.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Thank you. Bob Lederer?
Here.
Thank you. Alan Minsky? Cannot hear Alan Minsky. Nathan?
Alan Minsky.
Thank you, Alan. Nathan Moore? Can't hear. Rosalinda Montes Palacios? Can't hear. Star Rendawa?
Here.
Thank you. Rip Robbins?
Present.
Thank you. Rob Robinson?
Here.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Here.
Thank you. Zarina Shakir? Can't hear. Don White? Cannot hear Don White. LaVarne Williams?
Present.
Okay, Lonnie Hicks?
Here.
Thank you. Greg Guma?
Here.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the call whose name I have not called?
Phil Jackson.
Thank you, Phil. Okay, and we don't have corporate counsel on the call? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. We have quorum.
Okay. The agenda was transmitted earlier today. Is there a motion to,
I move approval of agenda item 5 and that we reschedule our December 18th teleconference to December 15th.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Mary.
I think those things have to be done separately.
I agree with you. Ambrose,
move approval of only agenda item 5.
That's not in order yet. I think the motion is that the agenda comprise item 5 and the scheduling of the next meeting.
Okay. Do it.
Okay?
I second the motion.
There's a second to that motion. Is there any discussion on it? Item 5, for those listening, is a special rule of order concerning affiliate directors' election, which sets the time of the notice date and the transmission date of applications. Any discussion on the item?
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
As Secretary, let me just make everyone aware that I intend to have all the remaining minutes available at our next meeting for approval.
Thank you. Okay, if there's no further discussion on the agenda, then is there any objection to approving an agenda comprising item 5 and the scheduling of our next meeting? Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Okay, the first thing is the special rule of order regarding election of affiliate directors. The resolution is that the PND adopt a special rule of order that the nomination deadline for affiliate directors shall be December 15th, and that the foundation secretary shall forward to all foundation directors and directors-elect all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than January 15th. And actually, that came out of a meeting. I transmitted the thing. Which director is bringing this motion? I transmitted the text of the output of that meeting. Rip, are you here?
I will, if necessary, Mr. Chair.
You were on that call, weren't you?
I was on the call, and I remember that we talked about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's making this motion of the special rule of order?
This is Teresa. I will make this motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I will second.
Okay, any discussion?
point of information.
Mm-hmm.
This January 15th, our meeting is on January 18th. When is our meeting?
Meeting is, hold on a second, I'll get it for you.
January the 26th, I believe.
Yeah. And just to remind, pardon me?
January 26th?
Yes.
I want to verify that for you, but I believe it's...
That's
well,
correct.
Actually, it's, yeah, January 26th, yes.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob?
Yeah, I'd like to move to amend where it says Secretary shall forward to all foundation directors and directors-elect all materials submitted supporting each nominee not later than January 15th. I'd like to amend that to read December 31st.
The problem with that is that there will be no directors-elect on December 31st.
Right.
Okay, so then the amendment would be to delete and directors-elect and change the date to December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the proposed amendment. Is that, I'm going to take liberty. The problem, Bob, with that is then the people voting on the candidates will not be the one receiving the materials.
Right, and that's my intent, which I'll explain
okay.
when you
look. Okay, is there a second? Is there a second to the motion? Okay, it's been seconded. Bob, would you motivate it, please?
Sure. I guess now with the agenda we've adopted, the second part of where I want to go with this would have to be on the next agenda, but just to kind of preview it so you see why this date becomes essential, I want to propose that there be a two-step process for approving nominees from the affiliates, and that is in order to prevent the foundation from having to absorb the cost of flying in an unlimited number of nominees to the meeting, because the bylaws does not put any cap on how many people could be nominated, even though that hasn't been the practice up till now, it could be. And so I want to have the outgoing board play a screening role by narrowing the pool, if it's larger than three, down to three, and then the new board would make the final decision of the final two. So they would get the material by December 31st, convene a conference call to interview all the candidates before, at some point in mid-January, or early January, if possible, and then vote by mail on the three, and then those three would be flown into the meeting, and the new board would choose two out of those three.
Just for informational purposes, the bylaws, as written, to my understanding, don't permit a two-step process. That would require a change in the bylaws.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does the bylaws prohibit a two-step process, or it just doesn't say one way or the other?
Hang on, I will get it for you, because that was discussed.
It says that affiliate nominees will be, there will be an election of affiliate nominees. So that would imply, I think, in a legal interpretation, all nominees.
Yeah, here's the language. It's Section 4, hold on a second, it's Article 5, Section 4B. The directors present in voting shall elect two affiliate representative directors from the nominees submitted by affiliate stations and or affiliate stations using the single transferable voting method. And the bylaws say that any change in the manner of election of directors requires not just a vote of the board, but a vote of the membership.
Mary Berg, I'd like to get on this deck.
Go ahead, Mary.
And then Rafter.
Yeah, I think that language seems pretty clear. We can go have the attorney look at it, but that the intent is not, there was no intent to have them pre-screened by an outgoing lame duck board. It seems to me rather awkward. I appreciate Bob's concern, but I really... If we find that we have like 10 applicants or 12, I think we might deal with that as to how we interview them, set up teleconference interviews, whatever. I really think the likelihood of that is so small that the disadvantage of it far outweighs it. The disadvantage in my mind being that you have a one bunch screening for a board that another bunch will be on. And to me, that is not it's at best awkward, and it opens up a tremendous can of worms. And I really would have to oppose this with all respect.
Can I get on with that? And Ray? Okay, Lisa, Ray, who else did I hear? Plan information.
My plan of information is, weren't the affiliate directors screened last time?
No, what we did was we had a special rule of order that allowed us to hold the election. So what we did, we interviewed them, and then we held an election based on those interviews. But there was no, it was not a two-step process. We voted from among all nominees using
right.
STV.
But we did interview them, though.
Yes, we did. Lisa.
Okay, I don't know if everything I'm bringing up is the time to bring it up or not, but I'm just going to do it. And this is in no disrespect at all to the affiliate directors of the program, and I certainly understand their concerns about I certainly understand they're wanting to be elected in January, but just some concerns that I have about the process is I have concerns about nominee, especially when we are in such a crunch nationally in terms of finances. So I have concerns about nominees being paid for to come to the meeting. And also there's just another very real concern about, I think these elections are very, very important, and about, making sure that because in many cases it will be a new board of directors that will be selecting these people. Well, always will be a new board of directors, and that they have the time to really to look at and to consider, who should be a director. And I just don't see that happening at the first in-person P&B meeting in January. I mean, that's one of my concerns with this.
I understand, but the board has already voted to hold the election.
I understand, but I'm expressing my concerns anyway. I should have maybe expressed it before. But,
okay, Robin's on the stack, please.
Okay, but
I definitely think there has to be. I'm sorry, but I definitely at least the part about, because if I understand this the way it would go now, the nominees, they would all come to the January meeting. Is that it? All nominees.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. I definitely have to, and Pacifica would pay for that.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't say
to clarify, the other item on the agenda below this item, 6, was additional motions on the affiliate director nominee attendance and all of the issues, the other issues associated with this, which don't require a special rule of order. In other words, those technical details would not require a special rule of order to approve. So that had been on this agenda.
Oh, point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Well, is there no limit as to the number of nominees?
There's no limit in the bylaws as to the number of nominees.
And therefore, there will be no limit on the number that might end up coming to the January board?
That would depend on, basically, yes, there would be no limit on that.
Well, excuse me.
No, it's not the case. You could still have an election. You could still opt not to bring anybody, or you could choose to bring a certain number of people, but you vote in a single STV vote at the January meeting on who will be your affiliate directors. Whether or not they're seated immediately is another set of questions not addressed in the bylaws and therefore open to
deliberation.
Deliberation.
We have 5 minutes on this.
My concern is around the cost. Especially without a
I'll recognize you after I recognize Ray. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah. Actually, I thought that was a pretty elegant solution here. I absolutely support the intent of the motion to have the affiliate directors participate as full members, just like everybody else, in a timely fashion. But that's where you have the Gordian knot that... really, theoretically, as directors responsible for the health of the foundations, I suspect that it's very unlikely that this would happen, that people would feel responsible. But in the unlikely event that it did happen, I think we would have serious egg on our face to say, well, we know it could happen, but we'd allow it to happen. Now, if we don't choose the solution proposed by this bylaw, this motion, then maybe we should consider a technical solution, whereas let's say any group beyond three, I mean, my father Regis, because I know the means of the station to cover expense would be limited. I'm talking about the affiliates. Pacifica would be responsible for three, and I know I'm opening a can of worms as to if the affiliates are paying for the rest of them. I know that individual station can sell a candidate, so therefore, in this case, those individual stations would be paying the expense. So I realize this is a very raw idea, but to me, the problem remains, and I have serious concern about passing the resolution, the motion as presented.
Okay, we have Rip and then Lonnie.
Okay, thank you. Just a few comments about this. We've struggled with this discussion already about the logistics, and I can tell you that it's really impacting the affiliate rep nominees in this case, because they're going to get virtually no time, I mean days is all at most, of notice for this. And so we kind of talked about whether this would actually be, a service to the affiliates or not, given the timetable. But this seemed to be something that affiliate stations have kind of given to members of the board as something important that they want to see. I abstained from the vote myself because, to me, it's logistically very difficult. As much as I think that we should be seated at the same time, and by the way, no one on the board is carefully chosen to be on the board. They're just elected to be on the board all at the same time. And even in my case, there was no, careful, long time taken for selection of who's going to be on the board. It was just a phone interview, and then people voted. And pretty much no one gets to carefully select who's on the upcoming board. So that part of it's really moot. But the logistics of physically moving people around is very, very difficult. And I know that Dave and some others have worked hard trying to find a remedy here. And I don't know what the answer is as well. However, I can give you feedback from what's been happening on the affiliate list. And people are not, there's actually at this point, there's no one coming up. So it could be in January that if there's an overwhelming number, that there could be a telephone interview at that time. I don't know how that fits in with the budget of buying a ticket on, like, with one day's notice to fly down to the meeting. But certainly if there were three people brought down there, the person who's not elected could then just turn around and fly home or stay. The cost of the hotel room would probably be comparable to the change of the ticket price. So, a lot of these things have been talked about. And I agree that you don't want to fly 20 people down there. But how can you organize a telephone conference from January 15th, I guess, given a few days to review the materials, as Lisa's saying, and still be able to come up with a way to vote? I don't think there's time to mail vote. So, I guess I haven't added much to the conversation except the frustration of the timing of all this.
I'd like to yield the chair. Sarv, Lonnie is next on the list. I'd like to yield the chair and participate in the debate.
Okay. Can I get back on the step, if possible?
Okay, go ahead, Lonnie. And Lisa, then after Dave and Lisa.
Okay.
Oh, is that my turn?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my only concern is there a way to have language that would limit the number of people who travel to three? Is there a way to get that done?
Can I respond?
Yeah, well, what are our options in that regard?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, The point is that we have flexibility. If we had a seven nominees, we could, for example, vote that we don't bring the nominees at that meeting. We could hold the election and bring them to the next meeting, although that's a little bit difficult because they're seated for a term of 1 year. The main thing is I think this is a one-year solution. We're not doing something that's going to last. Next year we're probably going to need to rework this. And make a change that has a more orderly process. And we may want to consider, the outgoing board holding an election or some other such. You know, the, as Ambrose knows, the board is the board is the board from a legal standpoint. There is no discrimination between outgoing and incoming. But what the main point is, we can approve this and set the deadline for nominees and deal with anything else that we need to deal with about it at a later date. If we set the thing for December 15th and find a surfeit of candidates, we could create another special rule of order doing what we had wanted to avoid doing, which was having to figure out a way to convene a meeting that had us electing people ahead of time, or we could abolish the rule of order. You know, we could amend it or repeal it. But the main the reality is that the likelihood of it being more than one or two extra people is vanishingly small. And so I think we should just approve this thing and deal with the unusual event if the unusual event happens.
Mr. Kerr.
Yes.
Dave.
Mr. Kerr, Teresa.
Am I on the
just
staff?
Teresa, you want to be on the staff?
Do I have a staff?
Yes.
Okay.
Am I next?
Just a second. Yeah. Lonnie, Dave took part of your time. You have anything else?
Well, I still wonder if we can say up to three, and that be the language that we insert and leave it there. And if, then if we need to have a special rule of order to make it more than three, I think we deal with it then.
Okay.
So I guess I'm wondering if that's possible to do.
Lisa?
I just wanted to just real quickly just add a little bit more. One of the things I wanted to say in terms of what I was referring to, and I was talking about, you know, that you don't really have any time, you know, if you're in person and you have to elect the affiliate directors, you know, at your first in-person PNB meeting. And I know that even by telephone, you know, I would even think there should be more of a process at least to, you know, try to get to know people. You know, I believe ideally that would be the best way. But just in that, I remember when I was like a new director on the board and coming to my first PNB meeting and all these things coming at me. And then it's just that if you have the affiliate director and you're expected to choose it then, it gives you even less time to, you know, at least I had the chance before to go home and at least sit and take some of the stuff in. But that's what I was saying about that. It just makes it even less, and it takes away any illusion that of trying to really do this election by giving it the thought that should be given to it. But that's the only thing I was saying about that perspective. And I do think that there are some things that we need to work out here.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa.
Sure.
Teresa?
I'm sorry, I'm losing my train of thought a lot today. I guess I need some ginseng or something. I think we're discussing Bob Lederer's motion to amend, if I understand this correctly. I still have not heard anyone say definitively that what he's proposing is illegal. My question that we might want to consider, and I propose this to all directors, that you make sure that you schedule your first meeting of your LSEs as early, as soon after January 1st as possible. I mean, if January 2nd or 3rd, that's what our LSE did, and if you get your directors chosen in the first week, then you should, with either way we do this, you shouldn't have a problem. Because we could easily schedule, if everybody was seated in the first week of January, we could easily have a telephone conference on, like, January 8th, 9th, 10th, or 11th to select the affiliate directors.
Okay, thank you. Chair. Who's this?
Ambrose.
Yes, Ambrose, go ahead.
If you look at we don't even have to deal with this tonight. Because the original resolution says we'll adopt the special rule that the nomination deadline for affiliate directors shall be December 15th. So if we reschedule our December 18th meeting to December 15th, we'll know what kind of nominations we've had. And we can deal with this Bob's motion at that time.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Go ahead, Dave.
I want to make a substitute motion, the motion being that we adopt a special rule of order that the nomination deadline is December 12th. And the reason I want to do that is because that gives us a little lead time before the meeting to consider our options. And by not setting any part of the rest of it, we allow ourselves the ability to do what we need to do at that meeting.
Okay, so the substitute motion, how would it read?
No, December 8th. December. I'd like
what?
To change it.
You
December
said 8th. 8th.
The nomination is December
8th. Dave,
yes.
Could you please go ahead and read your total motion, substitute motion?
Okay. My substitute motion is that the PMB adopt a special rule of order that the nomination deadline for affiliate directors be December 8th.
Second.
Okay. Rip Robin would like to read.
And Bob.
And after that, I'll actually
just
hear from,
one at a time.
Rip on that, by the way, please.
Rip and Ray and,
how about those?
And Bob.
Bob. Okay, Rip.
First, I'd like to say this is quite a deviation from the current bylaws of February 15th. So we're talking about coming up with that the affiliate stations need to actually put forward their nomination this week. I mean, we have 1 week to come up with, well, maybe 10 days or so. And, you know, I just want to ask for a little bit of, you know, consideration about this, in that my deadline was February 15th. So now we're talking about 2 months of difference right here with no notice about this. And I just want to point that out.
Ray?
Yeah, well, Tarif, do you have any suggestion? Do you have something that gives you more time but still allows what Dave is trying to achieve?
Well, the emails that went out already to the affiliate list have mentioned 2 days, and the earliest date was December 10th. And so the earliest date that affiliate stations have already been thinking, and this is not saying that the board had chosen December 10th. This was like a recommended date in order, because we knew that the board would need to look at, kind of get a handle on how many people might be coming forward and those kind of things. So it's already on the list of December 10th. So if we do anything, December 10th should be the date. And I know it's only 2 more days after Dave's thing, but
sorry,
I kind of forgot that until this morning.
Point of information.
Yes, Teresa?
I'm a little bit confused.
What? Yeah.
Because I'm wondering, is the move to substitute in Bob Letterer's amendment or in the original motion?
It's a substitute motion. Am I correct, Dave?
It's basically to substitute both. I mean, to say I'm making a substitute motion to Bob's substitute motion.
Right.
So if we approved it, then I don't know how to handle it.
Dave? And can you add this for this year?
Point of information, Mr. Chair, I'm a little bit confused as to whether we can discuss the move
Teresa?
To substitute unless we are finished with the move to amend. Because I'm not sure what the substitute is, too. And I have, frankly, because I'm secretary, I haven't seen, because I'm not connected to wireless, I don't have Bob Letterer's complete motion to amend.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let me I take personal privilege here. I think Dave's motion, he said it's a substitute motion. And he did not say it's just substitute just a portion of whatever Bob has, or one element of it. As far as I could read it, Dave's is a substitute motion, not an amendment of any kind of certain elements of the motion already on the table. Am I correct, Dave?
I think so.
No.
And Rip, all right. Dave, can't you change it to the 10th, since Rip is saying that they've already been told the 10th is the deadline?
Yeah, the reason they were told that was because we were thinking the meeting would be on the 18th. So we talked about having a week before the 18th in case we needed to notice a special rule of order.
Yeah,
so
right.
That was really, and the reason I changed it to the 8th just now is because if we're contemplating a meeting on the 15th, then that would be necessary. But we could solve that problem by simply extending our budget authorization as scheduled. So.
Mr. Chair, can I have a point of information, please?
Just 1 second. Let me ask Dave your question, then you can have it. Dave, your substitute motion is that the PNB adopt a special rule of order that the nomination deadline for affiliate directors shall be December 8th, right?
That was what I had said.
Okay.
So I'm willing to withdraw it, and if the seconder is withdrawing the second, so that we can consider a different date.
Very good.
Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. So you want to make a December 10th?
By the way, withdraw his motion too?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'm saying, would Bob withdraw his motion as a...
No, Bob is not saying
objection?
Anything. It's Dave is the one who says, and people agree to it.
If now we adopt a substitute, it'll just moot that, Ray. So now I'd like to propose a substitute that the nomination deadline be December 10th.
Okay, and second. Okay, so this is substitute motion, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it.
I had a point of information.
Debate on the substitute motion.
Mr. Chair, I did have a point of information, Mary Berg.
Okay, Mary, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, in light of what I heard Rip say, is there any, and what Dave was reading the bylaws earlier, are we changing the rights of, does it matter that the affiliate directors will have shortened terms this way?
Dave, here's the question for you.
No.
They wouldn't have shortened terms. It was a 1 year from the date of their election.
Okay. All right. So
you're saying that the current director's terms.
Yes, that's my question.
You have to deal with that if you're extending terms. I don't know if you're shortening terms. I will look.
Well, I can say that Nathan and I kind of agreed to go along with this, in the feeling that this was part of our consideration of helping change this on behalf of the wishes of the overall affiliate group. I mean, that's who we represent, and it seemed to be that a majority or a large group of affiliates wanted this change. Personally, it affects me, but I'm a representative for other stations, and it seemed to be the wishes of these other stations that the affiliate directors be seated. I'm losing 2 months of my term, but I'm willing to do it because I'm representing the wishes of the station.
Thank you. All right.
This is Ray, part of information. David, yes. Checking to see whether the bylaws don't prohibit that.
Ray, so go ahead.
I'm saying there's a question as to whether that right can be relinquished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'd like to hear from Dave as he's checking that.
Good point.
It looks like they could choose to resign.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, I can't do it this fast. This is not the right way to do.
I think that's right, though.
So, all right. So
theoretically,
let's
I'm elected until I was seated at the March meeting for 1 year.
Right.
So your term ends then at the March the March meeting. A new person
would end in January.
In the past would have been seated at the March meeting.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Rob.
Go ahead, Rob.
This is an issue that the board has been discussing for 3 years now, notably how to coordinate the distinction between the terms of the affiliate members and the regular members. So far, there has been no significant body of reasoning that's been brought before the board on how to resolve this issue, but we've been talking about it for 3 years. Isn't this something that either the coordinating committee or the governing the governance committee should discuss with the affiliate members and bring some sort of a proposition before the board so we can make a decision once and for all? But these decisions just get dragged out, and we deal with them piecemeal at the last minute, and we never get a final rationale for what we're supposed to do. I'm just frustrated. It seems to me that some committee of the board should be able to make a recommendation to the full board about how to resolve this confusion between the different terms between the affiliates and the regular directors.
Make a motion then?
Right. Yeah, I'd like to move that this issue be sent to a particular committee of the PNB, and that they make a determination. I would suggest the governance committee, and that they make a final determination on how to handle the inconsistency between the terms of affiliate directors and regular directors.
Okay, that's the motion.
Just a point of information.
So, Mr. Chair, as I understand it, Robinson is moving that the affiliate seating issue be sent to the governance committee.
And that they make a final determination on how this should be handled and bring it back to the full board.
Okay, Rob, there's a... only way that can be done is there are already two amendments on the table here, and we have to deal with them. We can turn them down, and then we can put a substitute motion to it.
I'll be happy to bring it forward if they get turned down, Mr. Chair.
I'm
frustrated that we don't get anywhere on these issues until the last minute.
I understand. I fully understand.
In the substitute motion.
Pardon me? You could still refer.
I believe you can make a motion to refer even the whole matter, even with the things on the floor. I'll abuse the privilege of recognition.
Excuse me, because I would not,
because there's a time sensitivity to this question.
Point of information, the affiliate task force did deal with this, and we invited the chairman of the board to the call. And, in fact, what you're looking at in the resolution under item 5 is, in fact, the way that the affiliate task force recommended that it be written. It's just that at this last minute, directors are making amendments, and we're having these discussions as though no one's ever talked about it before, and I understand the director's frustration.
Yeah, right.
Dave, you were looking at something there.
Yeah. Rob, the motion on the table is the one that the affiliate task force recommended. Now, the fact that directors are trying to change this and micromanage this is the source of your frustration,
not
the recommendation from the task force.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave?
Yes?
You were looking at something there in the bylaws there.
Oh, no, I was just saying that as far as I understand on the her question of term, the affiliate directors would have to consent to step down.
So regarding this motion here, you had a substitute motion. Is that still
that,
there?
That changed the date from December 15th to December 10th.
Okay.
Right.
That's all it did.
Okay.
This is Bob.
Right. Well, and it also truncated.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask permission to withdraw my amendment.
Mm. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Okay. So,
Mr. Chair?
Move the resolve.
Yes, Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I would respectfully request that Mr. Letterer send me that amendment so I can be sure that it's in, so I can then say that it's withdrawn.
Would you send that?
I won't have email access until Sunday morning.
That's fine.
Would you be able to send some? Okay.
Yeah.
So now the motion reads.
Main motion.
Main motion. Teresa, could you read it?
Are we not talking about David Adelson's motion to substitute?
Right.
I thought we.
Then the PNB adopt a special rule of order that the nomination deadline for affiliate directors shall be December 10th.
Period.
And that the foundation secretary shall forward all.
He said period.
Oh, period. That's it.
So, point of information, so this is substituting for the complete motion that I brought forward?
Correct.
This is substitute motion.
All right, thank you.
Point of information?
Yes, Mary.
I thought it was just changing the date, but it's also changing rest of it?
Mary, he just said it. Dave, could you repeat that again?
What was the intent?
Your substitute motion.
The intent is that we elide the question of the transmission date and just wait on that later. So all we're doing now is set the nomination close deadline for the 10th.
Yeah.
But the rest stays the same?
The rest is
no. There's nothing. That's nothing. All there is. It's substituting the entire motion with the setting the nomination deadline. If we need to at the next meeting, we can address another special rule of order that deals with other aspects of this matter or other
Thank
motions.
You, Dave.
Not required to be special rules.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. All right. Is that pretty clear now? Okay, so we just take a vote. We're running out of time. We have run out of time, as a matter of fact. And any objections to adopting this motion, substitute motion?
I think we should take, I would like to take a vote. I'm not
clear. All right. Teresa, go ahead, please take a roll call on the substitute motion.
David Adelson?
Yes.
Just 1 minute here. This is David Adelson. All right, Adelson, yes. Teresa Allen, yes. Mary Bird?
I'm passing right now.
Evelyn Bethune?
Pass.
Lydia, let's see, Lydia's not here. A.C. Bird? A.C. Bird can't hear you. Lisa Davis?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patty Heffley.
Pass.
Bill Jackson.
I vote yes.
Thank you. Ray LaForest. Ray can't hear you.
Hello?
Ray
Hello?
Is no?
No, I'm sorry. Yes. No, absolutely yes.
Ray is yes. Okay. Sorry. Ambrose Lane.
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Lederer.
Epstein.
Epstein. Alan Minsky.
Pass.
Pass. Nathan Moore is not here. Rosalinda is not here. Sarv is chairing. Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Thank you. Bob Robinson?
Yes.
Deb Shafto? Deb Shafto, I cannot hear you. Zarina's not here. Don White? Don White, I cannot hear you. LaVarne? I don't think Don is here.
No.
No, he's not.
And LaVarne Williams. LaVarne? I can't hear you. Okay, going back to the past. Mary Bird?
I guess if Rip votes yes, I guess I'll vote yes.
Okay. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Thank you. And Alan Minsky?
Yes.
And is there anyone here who has not heard their vote, had their name called? I did not hear.
Yes, Teresa.
Oh.
Okay, LaVarne, do you vote yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And A.C. Bird, I still did not hear your vote.
Yes.
A.C. votes yes. All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, yes. And that's it. 13 yes and 0 no's.
Thank you very much.
Passes.
And now the main motion as substituted. This is the substitute motion, so it passed. And if nobody has any objection, that is the main motion. And
that's the agenda.
I'll give chair to Dave Adelson.
Thanks. The next item is the scheduling of the next meeting. Mm-hmm. A motion on that?
Move December 15th.
And your motion is to change the date of the December 18th meeting to December 15th?
That's right.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second the motion.
Mary Bird?
Go ahead.
There is a technology committee meeting scheduled for that time. I'm not sure what we can do about it, but
that's
I would
Friday,
support
right?
it. Otherwise, maybe we can.
What's
it would
Friday?
Be at 5 o'clock also. Maybe we could make it earlier. I don't know.
5:30.
Maybe it could be scheduled. Is there any other debate on this?
David, to clarify, that is a Friday, correct?
That's a Friday. Would the time be 8 o'clock or 8:30?
Ambrose? 8:30.
It would be 8:30. Okay.
Ambrose, what is your motion?
Yes.
What time?
Yes, 8:30. Just as the 18th would have been.
Mr. There's no
Chair?
Further yes?
I would like the motion to be read one more time.
The motion is to reschedule the December 18th meeting for December 15th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
Why is that?
Pardon
me? You can tell we're old because we have meetings on Friday night.
Excuse me, what's going on? Was there a question about the reason? In case there was, the reason is that we have a motion, a pre-existing motion that calls for December, the budget, revised budget to be approved by December 15th or spending authorization terminates. So the reason Ambrose is moving it to December 15th is so that we don't have to reschedule the move the date of that approval.
Point of information, will we have an executive session that day also?
You bet your sweet pippy.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said,
thank you.
You can tell we're old because we have meetings on Friday.
Call the question, Ms. Chairman.
Who said that?
I'm a little old to call
Speak
the
for
question.
For yourself.
Well, okay. So if there's no further debate, is there any objection to the date change?
No.
Hearing none, that's adopted. Thank you very much for your time, folks. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
So move.
Move. Second
it. Any objection?
No.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Dave.
Talk to you all later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
All.
Enjoy the weekend.
I object because I didn't.